Time for a few texts on the RumbleSlaw.com text line. I absolutely love this. You guys are absolute idiots when it comes to astronomy, not astrology. You can shut up now.
Okay.
All right. The lunar eclipse is the Earth in front of the moon, not the sun in front of the moon, you idiots.
The Earth? How does the Earth get in front? Isn't the Earth always in front of the moon?
It's a solar eclipse. Moon passes in front of the sun. Lunar eclipse when the Earth's shadow appears on the moon.
Hmm. The Earth shadow?
But how are you going to see that from the...
followed by an Earth shadow. Earth shadow. Earth shadow. Don't.
Yeah, maybe you guys should steer clear of talking about science. Maybe. Maybe.
Spelling, science, math.
It's science.
Yeah.
For my Monday morning motivation, I'm never listening to you guys talk about astronomy ever again. I guess we mix that one up. We called it astrology?
I think you did, but
oh, is that right? Just throwing you right under the bus.
I didn't correct you because I don't know.
Just backing it, beep, just right up over me with the back tires. Wow, maybe you guys ought to steer clear of talking about, were we that off?
No.
I was just trying to understand what the,
we're just
total partial solar eclipse was.
Just hashing it out.
Hey, maybe both of you ought to go stare right into the eclipse today. Maybe you'll figure out what it is then.
I will. I'm not afraid. I don't know. I get these special glasses.
Passed Mark at the Spokane airport on Friday with a pep in his step, then realized he was just in a hurry to hit the restroom.
Yeah.
Honestly, Texter, I believe you, Texter. I've seen that walk.
Sure.
There's an urgency to it.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
there's a swiftness to your step.
I was the lady beside me on my way out to Spokane was napping.
On the plane?
Yeah, so okay. I'm not going to disrupt her nap unless I really have to go.
I got you.
Yeah, so
you're trying to be considerate.
Right, by the time we landed, I was like, I got to hit this restroom before I get in this car and head up to, because it's another 40-some-odd minutes.
I'm not making it the second 40.
No, I'm not making the second 40.
I made it here.
Right.
I'm not. Stop spreading more disinformation about the eclipse. This is what you are missing here. We're not spreading disinformation. We're trying to gather the information.
Right. And we're using you as texters to help us along.
Exactly. Did I ever come to this conversation with the approach that I know what the solar eclipse is?
I have no idea. I didn't act like I've been on the moon, right? I mean,
okay, Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
Calm down, Neil Armstrong.
Right, exactly.
Here's another text. Georgie can't stop a beach ball. Avalanche one and done in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, hasn't been good for Alexander Georgiev of late. What is it, 12 goals in his last two starts he's allowed? Jared Bednar last night, though, didn't think it was his fault. Or at least felt like other things contributed to it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was really good in the first period right until he wasn't. So, yeah.
That's always how it goes, right?
Right. Yeah,
really good up until you're not.
Yeah, really good right up until the point you weren't. And, you know, and to give up two goals in the last 2.5 minutes... The last goal within, what, there was 40 seconds left or something like that? In the first, just not ideal for sure.
This on DenverSports.com, I want to bring something up. Will Peterson writing about it. According to a new survey, from the Colorado Polling Institute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Results released on Friday. Most voters are fans of professional Colorado sports teams. Which team would you say is the most popular right now in Denver?
I've always leaned into the Broncos, this being an NFL town, so I'd say the Broncos.
But I don't even think it's close.
But yeah.
It hadn't been close.
It hadn't been.
But, you know, you muck around in the mud for long enough.
Correct.
And you're going to find somebody else coming for your throne. Well, apparently, according to this polling institute, the Avalanche have the most per capita number of fans in Colorado. Broncos are second, the Rockies are third, and the Nuggets are fourth.
What exactly are they per capita?
They say 64% total fan of Denver, of professional Colorado sports teams. The Avs are ahead of the Broncos, who are ahead of the Rockies, who surprisingly are ahead of the Nuggets. They're saying there's more bandwagon fan for the Rockies. They're saying only 12% of the Rockies fan base considers themselves committed fans.
Mm-hmm.
But they say the Broncos are the most committed fans, 26%. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would imagine. You know, Fox did a couple of years ago, Fox did this whole survey of fans. And like who you're talking to on a, you know, on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis, like when you're calling a game. Mm. And it was internal, but there was like, you know how they in radio stations they do P1 listeners and P2, you know, how high you are up on the scale. And the bottom line is, I think the average, like people who consider themselves hardcore, I watch every game, I study, you know, and I go to practice and training camp and stuff, could name, how many players do you think that guy, the guy that calls himself a hardcore fan that watches every single game, that's invested and reads everything every week, how many players could that guy name on any given roster?
Mm.
Like on the roster that he follows, I mean.
Five?
Yeah, seven, I think.
Wow.
And then the average person that says, hey, man, I go to games and I watch, you know, and just I'm a big time fan, but I'm more casual. It was three players they could name on the roster.
That sounds about right when right. you think about it. I mean, that adds up. There's
so,
no kidding.
So the whole point of the exercise was, hey, the people who are following this game don't really know it as well as you assume they know it. So make sure you explain the game well. Anyhow, that's kind of what the research would tell you.
Yeah, look, I mean, I still think, I mean, once the Broncos start winning again, I think when you're talking about actually surveying the fan base itself, yeah. You haven't made the playoffs in 8 years, haven't had a winning season in 7 years, probably not readily coming to the table with, yeah, diehard, you know, yeah. Diehard.
Yeah.
There's probably 26%, which sounds about right. But if the Broncos were winning, I feel like flips yeah. right away.
Yeah.
Now, how do they get back there? Feels like it's going to be a little while.
Yeah.
When we talk about our training camp 2024 shirts, what do you think? What do you think the vibe is going to be? What's the slogan going to be here?
So it's got to be something rebuild, right?
Probably. I mean, I feel like Broncos fans are staring reality in the face for the first time in a little while, simply because they don't really have a choice. Unless Sean Payton goes out and moves multiple first-round picks to move up to like four and go get McCarthy or something. Well, maybe then there's a little bit more juice and it's the McCarthy time 2024. But Kyle brought up something yesterday on our show. It is what it is, 2024.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. And I think in the midst of a rebuild, and I've said this forever, something should have been done a long time ago. Right? Something should have been done a long time ago. But you know, this organization was so used to being, you know, more Super Bowl appearances than losing seasons under Pat Bowlen. It was so used to having success and to being, you know, to being a playoff contender and to being a Super Bowl contender. And it's hard when you start to realize, I think, hey man, we gotta kind of strip some things down and rebuild this franchise a little bit. And I, for one, am just excited that that's the direction. They finally recognized what the deal is. And I know people, you know, I know there's mixed emotions about Russell Wilson, and I know there's mixed emotions about Sean Payton and what they're doing. But I, for one, am really happy that this is the direction they're going in, because I think it's been needed for quite some time.
All right, so address this texter then, saying all we need is average goaltending about the Avalanche, because we talked about it. The Avs won with Darcy Kemper in 22. Darcy Kemper had the worst save percentage any Stanley Cup winning goaltender has ever had. You don't need Georgiev to be some sort of, you know, world beater, Vezina winner. You just need average to above average. Now, maybe it's got to be a little bit better than it was in 22, because you're just not as strong as you were in 22. Mm. But this is what this texter says, saying all we need is average goaltending is the same thing the Broncos said about what they needed in a quarterback. We just need an average quarterback. Our defense can handle everything else. How's that working out? Texture, that's not at all the same. That's not at all the same. It's just not. I mean, first of all, we've seen the Avs win a cup with average goaltending. In fact, with the worst save percentage for any Stanley Cup winner of all time. You've just got to get back to even. Georgiev, with 12 goals allowed in his last two starts, that doesn't instill much confidence the final week of the regular season here.
I would tell you that in regards to the quarterback situation, is the odds of you finding the elite guy when there's only a handful of them in football. You know, I mean, beyond Mahomes and, you know, a healthy Rodgers, how many guys are elite? And then, you know, and then you go from elite to kind of franchise to starter.
Sure.
So if you're just going to play with a guy, the odds are you're not going to find the dude that puts you over the top. And Rodgers, by the way, has won one Super Bowl over his Hall of Fame career where he's had, what, four MVPs? He's won one Super Bowl. So let's just put it into perspective, okay? 16, 17 years, he's won one. So the bottom line is the odds of you finding that guy are slim. So you better build your roster. You better, and it can't just be, hey, we play great defense. Man, you've got to be able to run the ball. You got to be able to control the tempo. You've got to be able to play complementary football. You've got to build a just a bully of a roster so that you have a chance to be competitive come playoff time. And, you know, and you better support your quarterback because a good starter can be a franchise guy. But just because you're a franchise guy doesn't mean you cover every wart of your football team. So there's only a few guys that I think do that, honestly.
Somebody says, hey, fellas, thanks for listening, or I'm listening this morning, thanks for the show. I have more confidence, much more confidence, he says, in the Nuggets than the Avalanche in their quest to repeat as far as bringing home hardware this year.
Yeah.
I think everybody feels that way.
I do, too.
I mean, Jamal Murray just came back the other night, which after missing seven games, talk about a good sight to see. He plays 21 minutes. He has 16 points. It was a bad Atlanta team, at least defensively. Offensively, they're not too bad. But this was a stat that I found very fascinating and probably why it is worth chasing the number one seed here down the stretch. There's not much longer to it. They're 30-2 this season at home when they score over 110 points. You want the home court advantage if you can get it.
Sure.
And sure. Jamal Murray said as much after the game. He was asked if it matters. He goes, what are you talking about? Of course it matters. Yeah. It's home court advantage throughout the course of the playoffs. Yeah. Of course it matters.
Yeah, it's nice to be at home. It's nice to have your routine down. All those things. Yeah, no question that it matters. But is it imperative? Do I think they have to have home court advantage to win an NBA Finals? No, I don't. Does it help? Absolutely. It always helps.
No, they just need the health. They need the health.
Yeah.
If you were the two seed, if you end up the two seed.
Yeah.
But you got another matchup on Wednesday with Minnesota, and it's a biggie. Because Minnesota beat the Lakers at home. By the way, I think the Lakers ducked the Nuggets. I do. I think the Lakers are trying to get the Pelicans, maybe, if they can make it out of the play-in in the first round, then, you know, the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't either. That wouldn't shock me at all.
Especially after, you know, they got swept. What a valiant effort it was in that getting swept last year, though.
Yes.
We all remember that, right?
Yeah, the best sweep in the history of sweeps.
The best performance a team has ever shown, quite frankly.
Yes.
In getting swept. No question.
Correct.
Michael Malone, after the game, also talked about a litany of different topics, including the fact that, look, I mean, with Jamal right now, he's on a minutes restriction. So there's four games left here, three on the road. Expect him to manage these guys these next four games, no matter what.
Yeah, which I think is great. You know, 20 minutes a night for Jamal, 21 minutes a night, whatever it is, I think that's great.
Right? Sign me up for it.
Yeah, I'm in. And I tell you what, I mean, Jokic is just a horse, though. That dude, up and down the court, the physical style with which he plays, how he beats people up, you'd think that that guy'd be worn down a little bit, but he never seems
balls,
to.
Man.
He never seems to be worn out. Very, very high boo rating. You're right. It's rogue. Very high boo rating.
Boo rating.
Yeah. You're not familiar with mine?
I'm not actually familiar.
Oh, I created my own analytic.
Oh. Okay.
You know how analytics are a really big thing.
And most of them are made up.
Yeah, most of them are just ridiculous. So I decided that I'd make up my own analytic. Thing, analytic, what do you call it? An analytic
metric.
Metric, okay. My own, yeah, valuation system metric.
We'll stick with metric, okay?
Right.
You know, we'll stick with metric. Right. That was much better.
Metric,
yeah.
Was just the boo rating, BOO, which is balls over opponent.
Ah.
When you have more balls than your opponent has, your boo rating goes up.
How do you measure this?
It's more of an eyeball thing.
Oh, it's eyeball.
Yeah.
Eye test.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you. A solar eclipse, you morons, is when the moon comes between the earth and the sun. A lunar eclipse is when the earth comes between the sun and the moon. Guys, we get it. We were asking for your help. Neither one of us claimed to be.
How does the earth get between the sun and the moon?
Now, this is an interesting question. How does that happen?
Because isn't the moon rotating around the earth?
Look, get Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson off the radio.
Well, wait. I thought the moon orbits the earth. So how does the earth get between the moon and the sun?
Mm. This is why you listen to
Do we all move to the moon for a short time? You guys freaking high? Doesn't make any sense to me.
It's Monday morning. I mean, come on. We're just trying to figure it out.
How does the...
We've got a Monday morning mid-afternoon eclipse, and you're expecting me to be dialed in with it?
Yeah, I don't understand that one. The Earth gets between the moon and the sun.
Don't use a colander to watch the eclipse. You're going to strain your eyes, fellas. What's Stink going to do with the lack of light from the eclipse when he gets home to groom his yard? That's a good point. Might have to wait on that one.
Let me tell you what I'm not going to do. Set an alarm to watch these shenanigans of you moon people.
There's no little alert on the phone?
Nope.
I don't care. Honey, quick. It's 12:30.
I know. Oh, this may not happen for another 7 years. I'll be alive in 7 years. I'm not going to sit here and set my alarm clock to this thing.
Hey, this isn't science class. It's sports. If you got something smart to say, talk about sports. I was good with what the guy said about the eclipse. We never had glasses for the eclipse when I was a kid. Yeah, I mean, that's like I told you before. I thought that it was you were supposed to stare at the eclipse.
Yeah. See, I don't need a half answer. Yes, the moon rotates around the earth, and the earth rotates around the sun.
So that must be why there's a quarter moon, a half moon every month.
Does that help you make sense of it?
No. I want an and. Yes, the moon rotates around the earth, but the earth rotates around the sun. And then what happens?
Yeah, so think about the sun is here.
Okay, right in the center.
Okay, now here's the earth.
Yes. It is holding your hands up.
And it's going around the sun.
Right.
The earth is spinning around. Okay, now on top of that, you add the moon. Which is spinning around the earth.
Right.
So and that's made point, of cheese or no?
At one point. So at one point, the earth is here and the moon is here between the sun. So it's sun, moon, earth.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. You got it then.
So what happens?
So it casts a shadow. So at night, you can see it looks like half of the moon is covered because there's a shadow on it. That's a lunar eclipse.
Guys, can you please stop talking about the eclipse? I had to explain to my son that what he's learning in school is correct and not you two bozos.
The lunar.
Can we get the sun to call in and help explain this?
The lunar eclipse is just the shadow?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
It's just a shadow. We call those shadows. Where I come from, that's just a shadow. Look at the shadow over there.
Guy says, meet me for a beer later and I'll draw you a picture of how this whole thing works. And next, the birds and the bees conversations. Sounds like you guys could use a brush up on all things, you know, big topics in life. All right.
Oh, good for you.
Hey, I want to talk to you about something real quick. Let's get into the Rockies just for a quick half second. Chris Bryant is relentlessly getting booed down at Coors Field.
Mm-hmm.
He's 3-for-28. And We're just you know, starting off here. Now, he's going to miss more time. And obviously, you and Mike have coined him Iron Man, and it's caught on. And look, it's been nothing but disappointing. Here was Chris Bryant on what that experience is like.
It's all part of it, you know. I try to practice what I preach and kind of what I'm telling these guys is just, you know, it takes courage to show up every day in this game. This game teaches you a lot of downs, you know, but just showing up and putting in the work and, you know, I know that I'm out there giving all I got, and at the end of the day, you know, that's that lets me put my head on the pillow, you know, and feel good about myself. But, you know, I know I have three boys waiting to give me a hug right right now, and you know, that really makes anything that this game this year's pretty easy to handle.
Where you at with Chris at this stage? It's been a colossal disappointment ever since he's gotten to Denver. Do you remember what he said when they signed him?
No.
I've never been a part of a losing team before.
Oh, I do remember that, yeah.
How do you think he feels now?
Like he wishes he would have signed somewhere else?
He's cashing big checks.
He's cashing big checks. And by the way, you know, that the whole... I mean, I don't know, the whole story behind it or the rumors you hear, whether they're true or not, I don't know, but basically the Rockies were bidding against themselves. So, you know, when you heard him say, well, I should have done some more research or whatever, I mean...
Was it Dick on one line and it was Charlie on the other line and they were both making independent pitches for Chris Bryant?
No, more money.
Yeah. What's the other guy telling you?
We were hoping for the best on this one.
Love you. Sometimes it doesn't happen.
Yeah, right.
Mark, please never, ever talk about anything educationally related ever again. That's mean.
That's just harsh. That's just mean. That's harsh.
I mean, that's just really mean.
I was trying to have you people help me.
He was just trying to learn.
Nice.
He was just trying to learn, okay? I don't know. Do we need to watch the eclipse now?
No.
Okay. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Tangut! Come here. Do y'all have PlayStations at home? Do y'all play PlayStation?
Yes, sir.
So you know down and distance and stuff.
Yes,
but
sir.
Why you ain't doing your darn job?
Everybody better be on their toes around Coach Prime. Matt Smith in for Mike Evans. Coach Prime calling out to Chain Gang. You guys play PlayStation? No? Why aren't you doing your darn jobs?
Yeah.
By the way, so we're in the middle of spring ball right now. Warren Sapp is officially a part of the Colorado coaching staff.
Sure.
He's on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Graduate assistant, making $150,000 a year. Think all the other grad assistants are making that much?
I don't know. I mean, he certainly has a certainly got an unbelievable resume,
and he's
taking courses, isn't he? To try to
you have to if you're going to be a grad assistant.
Finishes. Good for him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've heard about the plans for the spring game. Have you heard about them at all?
No. I know they were going to bring in a rapper.
Mm. They are.
Lil Wayne is doing
a show at the CU Event Center the night of the spring game, night after.
Okay.
So spring game in the morning, Lil Wayne show afterwards.
Right.
But the night before the spring game, they're hosting an open-to-anybody talent show. You can literally just apply. There's an email address. You send in what you want to do, and they're doing a talent show the night before the spring game.
Anybody on campus or that lives in Denver can be a part of the talent show?
Do you have any hidden talents?
I'm really good with astronomy. I teach a course on
astrology.
Astrology. What the hell is the difference between astrology and astronomy?
Astrology, I know, has to do a lot with the eclipse. And I think astronomy...
No.
Oh, it's not that way? You're saying astronomy is the zodiac signs.
No, astrology is the zodiac signs. Astronomy is the stars and the planets.
Oh. Why do they make those two things sound so identical?
Because they have a little bit to do with each other.
You know what you should do? You got to send in an email and apply for this talent show and go up and explain what a total solar eclipse is to all these people. Because you've got it down pat now. I think you've got it down pat now. Seriously, though, you're really good at astronomy. What other hidden talents? Can you juggle?
Yeah, I can juggle. No, I'm not good at juggling, but I could juggle.
Rogue, any hidden talents? If you were going to apply for the CU talent show.
No, I don't. I was supposed to do a talent show recently, and I was stumped on what to do.
You look like a girl that could play the xylophone. No?
Well, I play the tank drum, but not the xylophone.
I'm sorry?
The tank drum.
The tank drum? What's the tank drum?
It's kind of like a xylophone. It's like a big, like, it's a barrel, kind of.
Is it like a Henway?
I don't know what that is.
You never heard of a Henway?
No.
How about you, Fever?
Are you interested to know what a Henway is?
Yeah.
So ask me.
What's a Henway?
About 2 pounds.
She didn't get it, Sting.
A hen. What's a Henway?
Oh, I didn't see that.
About
one
2 pounds.
I didn't
a hen.
See that one coming.
Like a chicken.
That was so good.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Oh my God. I don't know which gum or eclipse talk or that. That was so good. Oh, Fever, how about you? Any hidden talents?
Well, I want to hear more about this tank drum.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is a tank drum? Is that just like a big garbage can?
No, it's like this kind of, it's like, have you heard of a hand pan? Like a steel hand pan? It's basically just this circular, like, steel.
Is that what you like use in the river when you're looking for gold?
No, it's like what reggae bands use.
Kind of. Okay. You use two, like, I don't know, batons or what do you use to hit a xylophone?
Sticks.
And you play. You know?
I think the official term is xylophone stick.
Is it?
Yeah.
I believe that is the official term. Yeah. Johnny, how about you? If you had to apply for the CU talent show.
Nah.
You've got no hidden talents.
None.
You? Do you have it? No.
I'd probably pull out like some sort of soliloquy from Macbeth. Right? Isn't that what a talent, like, anything goes in a talent show.
Yeah, you could do some slam poetry.
Maybe a parody. Yeah. You could do a parody performance. For sure. Maybe a Must Be the Money parody performance.
I can't sing.
About Coach Prime?
I can't dance. Yeah, I don't really have any.
You don't really have any hidden talents?
No.
Well, safety, who's now a linebacker, Trevor Woods, says he can juggle flaming batons. Legitimately.
Really?
So that is the one hidden talent from everybody up there is like, that's not like rapping or singing or or something like that. How about like flexibility? How are you with flexibility?
Probably not good.
So you're not going to be like doing some sort of gymnast routine, huh?
No. No, I don't really bend well anymore.
What does it say about the football program that they're doing a talent show the night before the spring game? We reading anything into that?
No. So is it just the football players going
to
do it?
No. It is open to, I'm not kidding.
It's open to everybody.
Anybody.
But are some of the guys going to do?
You would think so.
There's always a dude or two that can really sing. Like, you ever see Philadelphia's left tackle? The guy came up in the, you know, the program for foreign players. Well, I forget what they call that, but it's a pretty cool program. But Jordan Mailata.
Yeah.
That dude can, he's got pipes, man. He's 6'8", you know, 370. And
didn't
that
the Eagles do like
sing.
A whole Christmas album?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, okay.
So there's always a dude or two that can really sing. You know, a couple guys that play instruments or whatever that are really good, really talented that way. I am not one of those guys. I have no other skill.
Stink, I must officially be a dad now because I just laughed my ass off at that joke. Xylophone mallet, gentlemen. It's called a xylophone mallet. Yeah. Somebody upset that we didn't honor the xylophone. All right, let's talk about just a little bit here what Caitlin Clark did yesterday. I thought this was what a moment after the game from Dawn Staley.
I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport, and it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's gonna lift that league up as well. So Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it.
It's a little bit different from this.
Look, SVP, reality is coming. Okay.
You know, there's levels to this thing. And that's just life. We all went through it.
Of course.
And you see it on the NBA side. And you're going to see it on this side where, you know, you look superhuman playing against 18-year-olds, but you're going to come with some grown women that have been playing professional basketball for a long time. Not saying that it's not going to translate, because when you're great at what you do, you're just going to get better. But there is going to be a transition period where you're going to have to give yourself some grace as a rookie. And, you know, it might take a little bit longer for some people.
How big is the size of the target on Caitlin Clark's back once she gets to the WNBA?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge because of what she's been able to accomplish. And, you know, and it's one of those things that regardless of what you've accomplished in the past, it's kind of like going from high school to, you know, to college. It doesn't matter what you did in high school. You got to prove yourself all over again once you get to the collegiate game. And then the same is true once you go from the collegiate game to the professional game. And there have been a lot of guys over the course of time that, you know, what she said about Caitlin Clark there reminds me kind of when we drafted Trevor Price. When we drafted Trevor Price, he didn't even play. He didn't even dress. He wasn't ready for prime time. But over the course of that year, you know, that transition, because you could tell the athleticism and the unbelievable athleticism, but he had to learn how to play professional football. And it took him, you know, it took him his whole rookie year to learn it. Then he just became a great player for the Broncos. I think he went to 4 or 5 Pro Bowls for the Broncos. He was a great player, but it took him a while to figure out how to play professionally and the things that he needed to do. And he was early in his career. I think if we had him on, he'd tell you he was a bit overwhelmed early.
Mm.
And, you know, that's part. There's only, in all my years of playing, there's only been a handful of guys that from the word jump were ready to play professional football. Like, I can really, like, John Mobley became a good player, but I don't know that he was great. I mean, I think he's pretty good right off the bat, but I think he really became solidified somewhere in his rookie year, you know, but like the only guy that really came in and was completely in charge and he was just like, that's a dude, was Al Wilson. You know, Al Wilson came in, you're like, ooh. Like, he's in charge. He's in charge of the defense. You could just see it. But for the most part, there is a huge transition for most players.
When you look at Caitlin, I mean, she rewrote the record book for women's college basketball. I mean, she even for the men, D1 career points, women's D1 single season points, D1 career 3 points, D1 single season 3 points. I'm trying to think of a good comp in the men's game to her. Like, what would you say coming out of college, like the last... Zion? Probably not, because he's a one and done. That's interesting. What would be your men's comp for her? For the hype that she's coming into the WNBA with.
Oh, the hype? Now, see, that's interesting. What was the hype? I don't have to think about that.
All right, think about it. And on the other side, Jamal Murray is back in action for the Nuggets. Whew. A little breather there.
Yeah,
but
sigh of relief.
Let's dive into how they should handle the final week here coming up. Matt Smith in for Mike Evans alongside Mark Schler.
Take your lunch break with Brandon Stokely and Josh Dover every weekday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 104.3 The Fan, DenverSports.com, and the Denver Sports app. We are Denver Sports.
You know, all the snow we've received, good news, it melts fast. Potentially bad news, all that heavy snow with all that water can do damage to your gutters and roof. Have 4 Comfort Gutters out to your home for a free consultation. Maybe you've noticed corners and seams in your gutters dripping where they shouldn't. Hopefully, you haven't had happen what 4 Comfort found waiting for them when they responded to a recent call in Castle Rock. A 30-foot section of gutter was swinging away from the roof. Fortunately, they were able to fix it, no problem. This is what you can expect with 4 Comfort Gutters. All they do is gutters, over 60 years experience, professional, friendly service. Guys are great. They'll come out, inspect your gutters, clean them, seal those leaks. If a full replacement is needed, they use only quality gutters made of the thickest aluminum with 20-year warranties. If you have a roof with sliding snow coming down, 4 Comfort Gutters installs snow guards and heat tape to help with melting snow safely. So call 970-320-3232. Get that free consultation. Also go to 4comfortgutters.com.
Ooh, my.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Men, this is Jeff for the Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic. The one you love is the light of your life. And if you're like most of us, you want to do whatever you can to nurture your relationship. But if you're suffering with erectile dysfunction, you know the impacts the condition is likely having on you and your partner. ED is a relationship destroyer. It can contribute to depression, distancing, conflicts, and even breakups and divorce. And what's so disturbing about this is that most men who suffer with ED can be successfully treated, but a lot of guys don't seek treatment when they should. At the Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases. In fact, if you're like most guys, you could be having great sex within a day or two of your first appointment and maybe find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. So call the Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 720-440-7900 or go to RockyMountainMen'sClinic.com. We have five offices across the Front Range to serve you.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This segment on 104.3 The Fan is brought to you by Twin Peaks.
The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity is the best way to stream your favorite live sports on the next generation Xfinity 10G network. 104.3 The Fan, DenverSports.com, and the Denver Sports app. We are Denver Sports.